Sitting at a picnic table across from our men 49 years ago, mine a Thor-like blonde, yours the jazzy white boy, blue-eyed with black fro, I guessed we might be friends. You, tiny smiling Roma woman, waves of gypsy hair, freckles, glasses, then kids in big iron beds and rooms of carpets, tapestries, velvet and lace, a wood stove, a cook stove, all the right accoutrements. I followed you to New Mexico. You fed me and listened and made me welcome. Your passes at me always a surprise and quite blunt. But no, I couldn't imagine that with you. Yet you tried every decade, always a different line, as if no once wasn't enough. Now, if my Eugene friend Lois had put the hot makes on me, I might have swum through riptides, climbed the highest ancient city, anything to lay myself at her feet. I would have run my tongue up her leg to climb into her like salvation. But she never asked. Not even with her thoughts did she give me the nod. Her beauty and brain so enraptured me. But you, Michelle, I wasn't in that place for you. I couldn't have married you. I only wanted friendly togetherness. Then we fought that ginormous dragon of illness together. We were valiant sisters, maybe, in another lifetime, and we fought like sisters in the end. You got mad in our 47th year of friendship about my diction and syntax comments. Madrid, I said, in New Mexico. It's Madrid. Madrid, if you're in Spain. And another time, medley, not melody, regarding vegetable platters. When you got ready to up and die, deteriorating rapidly, they called me, and you had built a case against me. I need to pee, you said at dawn, I, a sleepless watch person, your arms around my neck, your legs all gone. I said, I have to lower you to this potty chair. I'll aim, you sit. But you'll see my ass, you said as I hoisted your dress, wadded up around your waist so I couldn't see, though I knew already you looked skeletal. As I hoisted you back to the edge of your bed, the potty empty, we laughed hopelessly at my suggestion of depends. You with your light-up-my-world smile. The irony was not lost on our fingers, each of them remembering wringing cloth diapers for the 7 babies between us. Your eyes closed, and I on my knees in front of you saw you framed by Taos Mountain, majestic, up close, dry, blonde grasses bending, wild flowers dropping seeds under bust-ass blue sky, a great outdoors our children grew up in. They said you didn't regain consciousness after I left, making room for your kids to come in, but I suspect you decided it was time to die rather than have me wipe your ass. Good call, darling friend. They let you stop eating and drinking. No need. You were right. I will remember my hand running along your soft, dark hair, naturally not gray, after I kissed your forehead goodbye.